December 7th, 2014, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, in any situation in your earthly exile, you must determine what is a threat to your well-being in order to be safe. Is this not also true of your spiritual well-being? In the world, you would never step off a cliff or throw yourself in front of a speeding vehicle. In the spiritual realm, you must be aware as well of dangers around you. This is why I come with such urgency, for many live as though there is no threat to their salvation. Indeed, the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority have placed a spiritual fog over the heart of the world, separating it from God. I come to lift the fog and to make clear the path of your salvation. The danger of trusting in people instead of God is a great threat. The danger of trusting in self rather than God is an even greater threat. You cannot make up your own truth and depart from God's truth given to you in His commandments. Your opinions need to define God's truth. Thus, you will be a reflection of His divine will. Learn to think in the truth of God's commandments, and not in the trust of faulty leadership. I cannot choose for you. All I can do as your mother is help you choose, help you to live in the truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. Synopsis: Pray for all leaders in high positions of authority. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Mother.